Hey everyone, welcome back to Google Workspace Recap, where we review everything new to Workspace every week. My name is Jesse Nolan, my co-host is Steve Larson, and we're here to help you keep up. I'm back on the information superhighway that is my 5x5 super high-speed gigabit fiber internet that thankfully was not damaged by the hurricane we just had in SoCal. The first one to hit, well, actually it was a tropical storm, but it's the first tropical storm to hit Long Beach, California since 1939. Truth be told, though, it was just a bunch of rain and high winds, but it did feel like a Florida storm, heat and humidity and everything. In other breaking news, though, it's going to make Steve see red. An email went out today confirming the rollout conversion of topic spaces will become threaded as planned starting September 30th. So technically not breaking news because we already covered this a couple of weeks ago. They're just confirming the timeline and sending it out via email because not enough people listen to our show to have gotten this news directly from us a couple of weeks ago when they first announced it. But there are some details in here that are new, such as being able to choose the rollout month that you prefer.
January 2099, ideally, yes. I wish that was an option. But it does give you the month and year on this form. And the last one you can choose is March of 2024. So clearly that will be the one that I'm choosing.
I don't think it's an open-ended drop-down.
Yeah, I wish it could, you know, any other preference?
Yeah, any other options?
Yeah.
Well, I was taking a survey that was talking about spaces management at one point, and that was a question in there is, you know, how to do the migration and timeline. So I did not, however, put in there that it should be extended because I actually want it to be threaded spaces. But I did actually take a different survey for giving feedback saying that it was confusing that we once again had to teach people there are threads here. My biggest problem with this, I guess a pet peeve, if you will, or a gripe, is that it just looks like a regular chat conversation. People don't know that you can make that into a thread. So I want some kind of a merger between the two where there's kind of a delineation between each new topic, if you will, and it make it obvious that, hey, you can add to this as a thread instead of just making it look like a rolling regular conversation.
Yeah, I don't know what we're going to... I might just move over to some other platform and not use chat anymore. Other than for, you know, direct DMs with people.
Say it ain't so.
Well, not for spaces. It's just no one likes it.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah,
it's pretty bad. Well, I am a big fan of ClickUp for task management, if that's where you're going with
that. There's chat in there, too. There's a chat
function. They also do chat, yeah. So. They also do docs creation, but I still keep everything in Google Docs because I like, you know, Google. Just everything's cleaner that way inside of Google. But task management really is rough, you know, Google... Bits and pieces getting there, a little bit closer here and there, but still not anywhere near ClickUp or Asana capabilities. So,
yeah, I might try ClickUp, see what that looks like, and see how that works for both those use cases.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, we've got a pretty decent show, but shorter than last week, thankfully, because last week was over an hour, and we don't have too many of those. However, I can almost guarantee that next week's show or the next coverage is going to be over an hour because we're going to be in person at Google Next, and I'm sure there will be a lot to talk about. I don't think we're doing another show on Monday. I'm going to be on a plane Monday night. So I guess our release next week will just be the Google Next day one coverage. I'm going to be up all night editing that. Oh my God. That's going to suck. I'll probably edit in between sessions or something. Better check my next schedule. All right, what are our topics?
Oh, yeah. So, topics. Here we go. Let's see. Let's get over to the topics.
Five.
I was, like, in the middle of filling out the sign-up form for ClickUp, actually. Distracted with that. Let me get that started. But, yeah, just a couple updates. We have two that came out in the recap post, and three that came out during the week. And then we'll talk a little bit about Chrome 116. Really not too much to mention there. We kind of just cover the admin updates, and there's just one topic there with some new policies, but and then pretty short number of news updates, just two. So first of the silent release that we had was the Get Started with Smart Canvas in Google Sheets. Next, there's a new look for Google Docs, Sheets, and Slide apps on the Android devices. And I know, Jesse, you were talking about seeing a new design over in Chrome OS on one of the channels there. So
and it happened
to look a little bit more like some Android devices, you said. Some Android tablets, right? First update of the week, we saw that you can now programmatically read and write working locations in the Google Calendar API. That's now generally available. Next, Google Voice. Users can now start to manage incoming calls across individuals and groups. And then finally, you can start to remove conflict accounts faster with the new conflict accounts management tool. So that just like a little bit improved experience there. That was, there's also a little, some quirks around that and how those conflicting accounts can be managed and handled over there. So this hopefully should make things a little bit easier. And then also the sort of some new policies in the admin console for Chrome 116. We've seen those rolling out soon. And then finally, some news updates. We have Google Photos is adding some generative AI to help your name your photo collections. And then Google Workspace training is now available on LinkedIn Learning. Something I need to go and do is get my Workspace administrative exam redone because I've let that lapse and expire and got to redo that. But they're giving out some new...
You're going to do it next?
I don't know if I can. I think that's just for renewing certain ones. And I think you have to have an existing one to renew it, not just take a new one. So,
right.
If I can, I will. But I don't know if I don't think that's what I can do there. So we'll see. Yeah. One thing I did notice, though, that the partner side of things, you know, the Chrome OS exam, which is listed as a partner certification, it doesn't show up in the Partner Advantage portal.
Interesting.
So I'm not sure what's going on with that, but I don't see that listed for anyone. And something like that is listed though on the documents about what certs are eligible to give you partner authorizations. But yeah.
I want to give a big thank you to our friends at Jamf, who help us bring you these updates every week. For anyone supporting Apple devices alongside of Google Workspace, Jamf is a must because they can essentially help you manage or secure Apple devices, so they perfectly integrate into your IT Google ecosystem. Google and Jamf integrations let you manage Chrome for safe browsing, achieve zero trust by using Google Identity, and cover just about every other aspect of using Google on an Apple device. It is really sleek. They also tailor device management and endpoint security to different organization sizes and industries with special workflows and solutions, so really everyone can benefit. I'd be surprised if you haven't heard of them already, especially since we've mentioned them multiple times on this show before. But if that's the case, definitely check them out at Jamf. That's JAMF.com/workspace recap. Again, JAMF.com/workspace recap. Now back to the show.
All right, let's look at that first update, which was the silent one there with Google releasing some smart canvas features here in Google Sheets. So when opening a new sheet or tab in Google Sheets, you'll now see type at to insert to help you start using the smart canvas features in Sheets. So just a little nudge for people to maybe realize that they can start using those smart canvas features inside of cells. Next, there's a new look for Google Docs, Sheets, and Slide on Android devices. So there's a modernized visual design for those three applications. And in the coming weeks, Android users will notice those, that refreshed look for things like the editing toolbar, icons, background colors, and more.
Nice. They're finally adding a little bit better functionality to tablet apps. I wish that would come to iOS as well. Soon, I'm sure.
Yeah. Next, you can now programmatically read and write working locations within the Calendar API. That is now generally available. So there was previously that beta out through the developer preview program. There's been some other emails sent out yesterday or today on some new things coming out in the developer preview program. So if you haven't signed up for that, make sure you do. And then keep an eye on emails for when new things come out. So this will now give admins that ability to kind of read and write different parts of those working locations. So you'll be able to read a user's working location. You'll be able to write a user's working location and be able to update those through the API. That is going to be rolling out starting the 16th of August for both rapid release and scheduled release domains on a gradual rollout up to 15 days for visibility. All developers using this API, however, keep in mind working locations, it's only eligible. It's only on certain editions. So if you are using Workspace Essentials, Business Starter, Enterprise Essentials, Frontline, or G Suite Basic, still, if you're still using G Suite Basic and still have that, I don't know who's still lingering on that, you will not be able to use it, but everyone else will have access to use that feature. All right, next, voice users. Now we're going to be able to manage incoming calls across individuals and groups. So a little improvement here on the admin side for Google Voice users. This will give Green Group managers, can now view and modify certain things, which will include Ring Group members, call routing rules, ring duration settings, and working hours, and more. So it's a few extra things as well. So if you have a lot of Ring Groups, delegating responsibility to specific Ring Group members can help ease that admin overhead and workload.
Nice. That's one of the issues that I had with the service originally is that they didn't have that feature. So glad to see them keep building it out.
Yeah, there's another little feature too here. Google Voice users will now be able to can call and check with their transfer target before transferring a call. So that just means, I think, that when you transfer a call, you'll be able to talk to the person you're transferring it to before you finalize that that transfer to that user.
Shout out to whoever did this GIF. There's a nice little funky animation here where it zooms out and flips the screen as he goes from one screen to the other. Look at that.
Getting fancy.
Fancy. I like it.
Yeah.
It's not big enough, but, whatever.
It's not huge.
It's 1,111 by 750. Yeah. Could be bigger.
Yep.
But still, very nice. If you're listening, props.
Yeah. So the Ring Group management, that's available now. They'll be rolled out on the ask before transfer feature. So rapid release domains, we'll see that starting the 16th of September on an extended rollout, potentially longer than 15 days for visibility. And the schedule release domains, we'll see that the 6th of September on the gradual rollout up to 15 days for visibility. Ring groups available to starter and premier customers, and the ask before transfer is available to starter, standard, and premier customers, so all three. Next, last but not least here, in terms of updates, we have the better, new and improved conflicting account management tool.
Thank God. This is such a pain in the ass.
Yeah, I know. So this will kind of give you a little bit more clear options in what you would want to do when you find one of these conflicting accounts. So you will be able to do certain things like automatically invite the user to transfer conflicting unmanaged accounts to managed ones, and you can send follow-up reminders on there. You can trigger that. You have kind of some options if that user declines and doesn't accept the invitation. What do you want to do in that case? You can replace the conflicting account with managed ones when creating accounts with the sync tool. Or you cannot replace the conflicting accounts. So you'll have that option there. And then you have that option to replace conflicting unmanaged accounts with managed ones. And then finally, don't replace conflicting unmanaged accounts with managed ones. So that is kind of like a setting within the admin console there. So you can keep an eye out on users creating unmanaged accounts. I wonder if this is gonna pick up on conflicting accounts after the kind of domain is created.
I didn't realize that this was still a problem. I thought this was a problem of accounts that were created pre-Workspace and then the domain was claimed on Workspace.
Well,
I suppose there are still some out there as people get on Workspace.
Yeah, it is mostly for prior to moving over to Workspace. I thought there was a way that I could create an unmanaged account by using a plus symbol in the email.
I don't know.
I thought I was able to do that at one point. There was something I was able to do with that. There was some little trick that I was able to do. I can't remember exactly what it was, but I thought I was able to create accounts like that even after the domain was active. Verified.
So that's annoying.
I'll test that again. Yeah.
Yeah, most of the times I see this is because somebody had created one as a manager of a YouTube account. It's still there. And then obviously the domain was created later on. And then they're like, oh, I'm trying to log in. It's giving me this warning. And it's just like, oh, crap. Yeah. You didn't.
Yep. So those personal, you know, consumer accounts that were registered without a corporate email address, or that got registered with a corporate email address. That's what this will apply to. And there is, admins can migrate the accounts using the transfer tool or the user invitation API functionality. This tool is kind of a scale solution for larger customers, kind of help reduce some of the time spent migrating to business accounts and accelerating adoption of the Workspace and Google Cloud features. This is rolling out starting the 18th of April, August, out of full rollout with 1 to 3 days for visibility for both rapid release and scheduled release domains, and it's available to all Workspace customers. I presume they also mean cloud identity as well.
Probably.
As I referred to it in the other top part of the email with Google Cloud customers also adopting that. So yeah, probably don't have to be specifically a Workspace domain, but it could just be a cloud identity domain too with GCP, for example. And then did we want to talk about this updated timeline here in a little bit more detail with
chat? Yeah, definitely dig into that.
Yeah. So, you know, I think the main thing here is there's just giving you some more clarity on the timeline. So there's some additional dates that have been shared, and there is a form that you can head over to and select that month and year when you want to ideally have, you know, your environment switch over for this, for these changes. And then within there, you have the ability to also select not just the month and the year, but also if you want this to be rolled out on the weekend or weekday, and what that would work best for your organization, choosing that best option.
Yeah, so they did say that for some of them, it could take 24 hours in which they will not be able to access the space. So if that is your group, that is probably one of those much larger ones, maybe choose some scheduled downtime to do that.
Right. And what else was in there? There's some visual links for some visual examples. There's a form and some details on what that experience will be. So
pretty sure those visual examples are the ones that we shared a few weeks ago. Yeah. Okay. All right. But if you didn't see that episode, they are again in the show notes. Right? Did we get them in there?
Yep.
We will.
I think so. We'll include them again if we didn't before. And then finally, Chrome 116 updates came out or are coming out. There's 5 new admin console policies that we'll start to see. Something with, you know, RSA key usage for local anchors is enabled. Allow back forward cache for cache control. No page store enabled. So there's a lot of kind of interesting ones here. Post quantum key agreement enabled, and physical keyboard predictive writing, and then finally physical keyboard autocorrect. So there'll be some new options there in the admin console for your Chrome usage. And then there's actually a decent amount of coming soon things as well, so head over to that article and read a little bit more about what is coming soon. Keep an eye on changes for your Chrome browsers. And that's it for the updates. Jesse, we've got a couple news items here. I'll let you take those away.
All right. So far, short and sweet. Let's keep it going. Hitting it off with Google Photos, which is not technically a core feature, or core service, rather, but it is used by a lot of people. They are adding, what else? Generative AI to help you name your photo collections. Yeah, because I guess we don't come up with names for our own collections, or at least the collections that it comes up with for us. So that's going to be added and available later on in the coming months. And they also did some updates to Memories so that you can, that's part of it actually, is to help me title. That's the part that uses generative AI over there. If the initial output isn't what you're looking for, you can add a quote-unquote hint, which is essentially prompting the bot to steer the title in the direction that you are looking for. Some cute pictures of cats in here, of course, because it wouldn't be proper internet if it didn't have pictures of cats. It says here, when it works right, generated photo memories from Google, Apple, Facebook, and others can jump you from family vacations to an amazing concert and get you longing to make more memories with loved ones. Other times, it can indiscriminately choose photos that don't make sense, and it can bring up past moments in your life that you don't want to relive. So, as often happens with these, you have to be careful, you know, what data goes in and what you have in there, because sometimes you'll get things out of it that you don't want to see. So it's a Verge article. If you want to see the details and the GIFs and screenshots over there, go and check that out. Next one is an interesting one, is Google, from the Google Workspace blog. Google Workspace training is now available on LinkedIn Learning. This came out actually a month ago, and somehow I missed it, so apologies about that. Usually I do try and check this blog, but the last couple of weeks have been a little bit intense. Starting today, 3 weeks ago, learners from around the world can learn digital skills to work collaboratively and boost productivity with Google Workspace through a curated selection of 9 on-demand courses on LinkedIn. This is made possible through Google Cloud's new partnership with LinkedIn Learning, an engaging skill-building solution that draws on real-time data and insights from the world's largest professional network. So if you're not familiar with LinkedIn Learning, it's what they just described, but an online course system. It actually used to be called Lynda, is what it was originally called, and then LinkedIn bought it. A lot of really good courses on there, and it's great to see some Google courses on there now, so that the Google experts, and you know, not just you and I, but also people who are experts at using Docs, Gmail, Drive, Calendar, Meet, Chat, Slides, Sheets, and Sheets Advanced Topics, which are all of the courses that they have here, will be able to have that listed on their profiles in a verified, certified, completed of these courses, etc. And that's always good, especially anytime we are able to promote and share that we are experts in Google Workspace. So there's a lot of links in here to each of those different courses, and a link to enroll in the Google Workspace End User Training courses on LinkedIn. You can visit the link in the end of this article. And then that's really it. The last piece of notes that I had here was to have the links from the Spaces transition email, so that we will make sure to get those loaded up into the show notes for you so that you will be able to view them. So unlike last week, short and sweet. I'm sure next week will be crazy intense. So that's all for this week. It's a short one. Let's take a break. Send us your questions and comments for Google Next. Please, we want to hear what you want to hear. Let us know what you want to see from us at Google Next. Ooh, look at that. You got those. Yeah. That 2018 water bottle there?
I think so, yep. Yep.
That was the 2018 logo, I think.
Maybe,
Starting to feel old being able to just call out the years of the conference based on the swag.
I think it might have been 2019, the logos. I'm not sure.
No, I think it was 2018. But all right, maybe it was 2019. I don't know. Hit the subscribe button, thumbs up, all those things. Please just let us know what you want us to cover at Workspace. We're going to do our best. We're setting up a couple of at Workspace at Next, setting up a couple of interviews, and hopefully we're going to give you one hell of an episode. Whether you're at Next or not, we hope you'll all enjoy. Have a great week, and we'll see you next time on Workspace Recap.